Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the morning with Jim and Terry, we bet we really woke up everybody this morning with a rather shocking, shocking revelation on the brain strain or question this morning. Only 2% of people still use this product. What was the product we were looking for? We had answers for hairspray, telephone book, and then answers like these. And of course, I was in that 2% of people that still use this product. Figures. WOLX Brain Strain. Hello.
Is it bar soap?
Bar soap. Well, I would think these days a lot of that's getting used, but no, it is not bar soap.
Ah.
But yeah, people have switched over to the soft soap.
Right, yeah.
The body wash. Good guess on the brain strain.
Wow, lots of good guesses, Jim.
Oh, naughty. Yeah, thank you. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. What do you think? Shocking revelation here. Only 2% of people still use this product.
A rotary phone.
Oh, the old dial-up phone. Is that what you're calling us on?
my sister still uses hers.
Oh, I bet that's cute. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time. I can't think of the last time, Terry, I saw a rotary phone.
Wow.
Oh, not a rotary phone. It's a good guess on the brain strain this morning.
Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Yes, please be safe, healthy, well, and happy.
Will do.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
You feeling good today?
Yes.
Good. You look great.
Excellent.
You look great. What do you think? In a shocking new revelation, only 2% of us still use this product.
How about alarm clock radios?
That's it. That's our answer.
That is it?
A clock radio. Terry, I was shocked. Like I said, a shocking revelation.
Well, you still have one, don't you?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I have a battery alarm clock and then a clock radio, but only 2% of people still using the old clock radio.
Oh, wow.
And I found out because everyone uses their smartphone or an Alexa smart speaker. So I'm primitive, Terry.
Do you still have an alarm clock radio?
Nope, I use my smartphone.
Uh-huh.
See?
There it is, Jim.
So the clock radio is somewhat obsolete.
You have a collector's item, Jimmy.
I'm just a relic. I'm a relic from a throwback era.
Oh, my goodness. You should put, I don't know how many you have, Jim, but you could put it like a whole shelf, put them on display.
Like a little museum.
Why not?
You know what I have, and I feel bad. It's fallen off the dresser like 20 times, and it still works. It's called a Sony Dream Machine. Remember those? It's a really nice clock radio. Yeah, boy, listen to me.
What is he talking about?
No. Tell us another story, Grandpa.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. What is it, Jim? I've never even heard of it.
Is this a really nice Sony clock radio, Terry, with really big digital display?
Oh, for your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I bought it at Target probably, I hate to admit how long ago it was.
Ah.
But yeah, clock radio.
Thank you
answer.
For listening to Jim's stories.
Not a problem.
Thanks, man.
Who is this and where are you calling from today?
Brian from Janesville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.